listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So, we are in the middle of what I've like to refer to as a truth and lie tornado. And there's so much going on right now that's very destabilizing for all of us that the most important thing we can do is get centered and like breathe deep, even right now. Let's do it right now together, because here, you know, you're going to be listening to what I have to say about all the stuff that's going on in the cosmos right now. And I want you to come from your own, you know, your own higher self and your own sense of truth, your intuition, when you listen to whatever I have to say too, so that you can, you know, I guess, vet it to see whether it feels true or not true to you. And I would love to hear your opinion too about, you know, I have been getting some lovely emails, very informative, helpful stuff I had no idea about. Just like lots of information is coming, and I greatly appreciate that. So thank you so much. But let's do that. Let's just like breathe deeply together. And it's hard to talk and do the deep breathing at the same time, actually. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to take a deep breath right into my heart center. That's supposed to be a truth noise when you go. And just feel like you're centered. I hope that you feel centered too. So as I'm speaking right now, I'm just a couple of hours off of the exact point of the new moon in Gemini. And Gemini is a very dualistic, paradoxical, very freedom-seeking as well, because it likes the freedom to communicate whatever it wants to communicate and learn whatever it wants to learn. And we have the Gemini new moon, but we also have a whole bunch of stuff in Gemini. We've got the sun has just moved into Gemini. Mercury is also in Gemini, and Venus is in Gemini. So there's a lot of like mutable energy, and mutable is the energy of the zodiac or the energy of the cosmos that is very changeable and willing to adapt, and it's like adapt or die kind of energy, and willing to see all kinds of truths as well. There's like a very open-minded, assimilating kind of energy going on. So interestingly though too, there is a very, with Gemini energy, there's a tendency to have these two sides to them, or to anybody with Gemini in their chart, or just the Gemini energy in general. And they often are not in contact. I mean, unless they're very well integrated and disciplined, they're not in contact with both sides. So one side will have one opinion and another side will have another opinion. And I've talked about this, I'm sure, before many times, because I have like family members and people around me in my personal life that have Gemini. So I've been very much aware of this duality. So it can be like a very fast, witty, intelligent, like fast-moving brain that's willing to like take in and assimilate many, many, many different ideas and philosophies and points of view. So that's really good for us all right now, because we need to, I think, while we're centered in our hearts, we need to kind of open up our perception of the world and see what truths bubble to the surface and sample them. And it's a really good time now, because it's a very mutable time and kind of like everyone keeps saying, unprecedented time to shift reality. There's like a major reality shift going on right now. Obviously, it's so obvious, right, with all that's going on. So, but that's also shifting realities of perception and beliefs. And I mean, I suppose if you're just kind of glued to CNN and you take what the news media has to say as truth, then there's just one truth, and that's whatever the news tells us. Even though, I guess the news is even expressing this, Trump certainly does with his Gemini energy. There's this constantly shifting narrative too, that's really, I think, just so crazy that it's shifting so quickly in front of everyone's eyes that I guess that's probably why there's so much uproar going on right now with what's going on. So because we can witness the shifting and see it happening in real time, it's just sort of everything's so much more acute right now. Like, just it's like we're kind of like in an acute phase of an awakening, maybe. So it's tricky. There's going to be like a whirlwind of ideas going on. If you have Gemini in your chart or have you know, other air signs, even the new information is like exhilarating. It's like, whoa, I can't believe there's this many ways to look at it. There's this many narratives or this many lines of truth or lines of lies or whatever going on at the same time for us to all see. And part of me thinks that probably the dissident, rebellious part of me thinks that, holy cow, you know, the powers that be or whatever they are, you know, are like screwing themselves right now because they don't realize, or maybe they didn't realize before, that now we have this like amazing tool of communication, Gemini's communication. We have the internet, and we've even on all the censorship that's going on Google and Twitter and anything that is anti the mainstream narrative is being yanked off of the main platforms. So we can't expect to Google something and get the truth because we're going to get whatever narrative they want us to know. And that's happening in Twitter. It's happening on Pinterest. It's happening on, it happens on all of the major media platforms. So it's a really good time to seek out alternative sources to communicate with. Because if everybody's getting censored whenever, and I mean, maybe like you have nothing to worry about being censored, so who cares ultimately? But if you are sharing information or, you know, you just don't want to be tracked, or even I signed up for DuckDuckGo, and it's like, I've got it on my phone now and on my computers, and it's a browser, but it doesn't trace what I'm doing. So it doesn't follow me around with ads about what I'm interested in or pop up in my newsfeed, you know, things that I'm obviously interested. Sometimes I think it's actually whatever's going on with Google is reading my actual thoughts in my head, which is very creepy that that can happen. Or is it just that the AI technology has become just so superbly smart, like Elon Musk says it's going to be, that it is by what I do on the internet figured me out so completely that it can feed stuff that I actually end up thinking about into my head. It's crazy. I'm trying to think of the example that I just had happen. I was curious about someone, like some random person, Eminem or something, that rapper. And I hadn't like actually spoke my curiosity. It just crossed my mind in something I was thinking about. And bam, the next time I looked at my phone, it was up on my phone, like in the newsfeed, which I'm going to just have to disconnect altogether. But it's very disconcerting. I remember when, you know, people talk about this. This is, everybody knows that Google's spying on us, but it's happened so seamlessly and also in a way made our lives so much more convenient that, like, it's like, okay, well, whatever, like, go ahead and look. And that's probably true for the majority of people. But there are people in the world who come out with the truth and share what's really going on or share a story or share what happened to them or whatever. And they get like scrubbed from the internet and often suicided. So that's a reality. And if you are one of the people that needs to share the truth about something or point things out, you should get yourself a new platform to move around in so that you can't be targeted and like maybe one day hit by a car. Or, you know, there's the woman who was writing, she was writing a series of like spy novels, and I don't have her name in my mind right now, but you could Google it. And they were like mystery novels, spy novels, and they were all about the vaccine industry. And she got killed. And she, well, it was a suicide. Of course, it was a suicide, but it was a two bullets in the head suicide. So I don't know how stuff like that happens. Like, don't, like, once you've shot yourself once, probably you're going to have a hard time doing the second shot. So there's that kind of stuff goes on. So, and you know, maybe because I have all these Gemini planets moving into my 12th house of like the subconscious and like, it's like the secrets of society and isolation and the kind of the deep, dark subconscious truth of things. Maybe that's why I'm so focused on the sort of dark side of everything that's going on right now. But there is like a dark side. I feel like it's like, my hubby's like, well, I'm like, why are they're all of a sudden reopening everything at the exact same time? And he's like, well, you know, that's how it's done in Canada. I'm like, no, but it's happening everywhere at the same time, all over the world, which ties to the whole, you know, we're being controlled by one outside force. That it's like controlling the whole world. It reminds me of, when I think about it, like a giant octopus with many tentacles, and all the different sides are a tentacle of this octopus just sort of sucking our energy and our attention and feeding off of our fear. And so, and they can rile up our fear at the drop of a news story. And look at us run. So there's all that going on, I think. And with this Gemini energy, there's just so many narratives coming. It's like all of a sudden you can see all the tentacles at the same time. Normally we're just not conscious of it all, but there's like such an acute sort of pressing on us right now that I think that there's this sort of battle going on between the dark and the light. And then that just sounds sort of ridiculous too. But I do think that that's maybe what's happening. So though the controllers of us, the puppet masters, are like, well, we're going to roll this out and we're going to get them to do this, and then we're going to get them to take the vaccine, and then it's all going to be like money in our pockets because that's all we care about. There's also these people rising up on the other side of it going, hey, you, look what you did here and look what you did there. And look at this story from October. Look at the 201 event. Look at this. Like all these little bits are coming up also because we have this amazing way to communicate. Even though they're getting censored, even though things are being silenced and plucked and shamed and whatever out of society, they're still rising up to the top to point fingers. So I think it's kind of going to be hard. I like to think that, but maybe it won't be. I feel like it's going to be hard to avoid the truth. Like, I mean, Harvey Weinstein, like, operated in Hollywood for 20 years pretty much unhindered. And then eventually we found out, right? Now we know. So maybe there's others. Maybe we're going to know. Maybe we're going to find out. That's what I think is going on. We're going to see. The whole of society is going to see unequivocally, without a doubt, what's going on. I think that's happening right now. But in the meantime, we're going through quite a whirlwind. Like, it's hard to know what the truth is. So coming into your center, you know, keeping a practice of grounding, it's tricky because of all the air energy, all the mutable energy. But even just getting your feet on the ground, on the actual earth, and breathing and making sure you're hydrated and well-nourished, and that will keep your senses and your wits about you. Stay away from toxins and toxic media and toxic people and toxic opinions and ideas. And just sort of, I saw a cool meme that said the way to get rid of the coronavirus, and it was somebody throwing their TV out the window. So I think that will be helpful to most people, to just disengage from especially the mainstream media, but do follow your own nose, because there's going to be lots of interesting things to learn because it's Gemini season. So the actual new moon, which is today, and we will definitely feel the influences and be able to utilize the energy of the new moon. It's Friday, May 22nd. And it goes on for about 72 hours that you can really kind of hop on the wave of beginning something new. And it's a tricky time, though, because we have a bunch of planets that just went retrograde. And that we're all definitely feeling. We had Saturn on May 10th turn retrograde in Aquarius. Venus is in Gemini, retrograded on the 12th of May. Jupiter in Capricorn on the 14th of May. And Mercury has gone into Gemini too. So we've got, and then Mars is in Pisces. So we've got this very mutable energy while everything is retrograding. So retrograding, especially Venus, like Venus retrogrades less often than most planets. And it retrogrades for 40 days and 40 nights. So it's like very biblical. And we often, even like yogic practices, like Kundalini yoga, will often use that 40 day and 40 nights because it can transform you. It can be like this short, focused period of time that really does transform bad habits, change viewpoints. Maybe you've gone through your whole life with a sense of worthlessness, or that you're not good enough because you had a crap dad that didn't pay attention to you or something. And you've got to get over that. With Venus retrograde, it's a really good time to like go into your heart wounds and understand, you know, maybe stuff you've just sort of like brushed away. Like, oh, I don't want to feel the pain it feels to not be good enough. I'm just going to smoke cigarettes, or I'm going to shop. Or so with Venus retrograde, and especially because we're in this weird time where we can't like, you know, troll at bars and stuff. Although I think that bars are even opening up. Jeez. What's basically happening is the Venus retrograde gives us a chance to come into our heart and to kind of like heal and understand what's going on in there and relate to our values and our relationships. Of course, it always does have to do with where it is in your chart, which is also why there's so many narratives, why there's so many people experiencing so many different sides of this crisis humanity is experiencing right now. That, like, it could be in your fourth house. I have it in my, like, the actual retrograde of all these planets is going on in my 12th house. Oh my goodness. Jeez. And I just want to, like, hermit. That's all I want to do. And that's actually pretty good for right now. I'll just, like, stay inside things. I'm not going to come out unless it's into nature and have anything to do with other humans, which is kind of natural to me being a Capricorn with a Scorpio moon. But even more now with this, the 12th house where this is all happening. It's very introspective and subconscious and kind of shocking, actually, and terrible, but also fascinating. So I'd rather know the shocking, awful truth than be fed a beautiful lie, for sure, said most anybody with Scorpio. A Libra might have a different point of view about all of that. So during this retrograde with Venus, do kind of, sometimes exes from the past will come back, sometimes just other relationships or things that you value. Sometimes you find things that you lost, that you loved. That's kind of cool. I've had that happen before. But another thing, don't go and do anything major. Like, don't, like, buy furniture. Don't cut your hair different. Like, try not to be... You might be like, I'm just going to, like, give myself a side shave, or I'm going to, I don't know, get a tattoo or dye my hair purple or whatever you might want to do that actually physically changes you or your environment. After Venus goes direct again at the end of June, you're going to be like, oh, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? So you don't want that. So try and just be patient. You don't have to buy stuff, even though Amazon just makes it so easy. You don't have to do that. You can pull back and observe and invest in a journal and write in the morning, maybe a little bit, write at night, write your dreams down, because Gemini wants to communicate. You could even do like a vlog or a recording of your talk. Make sure you use your hands a lot, because Gemini, it does rule the arms and the hands. And also the lungs, interestingly, with the coronavirus. And you can reach, it like allows you to reach out into the world and grab what you want. So that's, you know, you want to be able to, like, do wrist exercises, like stretch out your arms, come into your chest and do, like, you know, when you, I don't know if you know anything about like Tai Chi or whatever, but they have one exercise where you kind of just swing your arms around and like twist your spine, kind of like, it's hard to describe these things, actually, but it will give you, it helps give circulation to your lungs, circulate into your arms, get your spine mobile. You want to just keep all your joints mobile so that they don't start to calcify and then you lose range of movement. That's just like the most important thing. So if you have any sort of Gemini issues going on right now, you might actually kind of feel like carpal tunnel-y or maybe arthritic in your hands, or maybe you are having, like, you know, feeling congested in your lungs. And the chest and the lungs hold grief. So I think that those of us that are more, have suppressed our grief or are, like, less willing to feel those sorts of difficult feelings will have more issues with our lungs. We'll be more prone to, you know, phlegm or asthma or bronchitis or whatever the kind of stuff that goes on with your lungs. So if you can just please allow yourself to feel all your feelings and integrate your feelings and know that you're not just a mind and a thought and an intellect, but like you're a body and a heart and a soul, and you need to feel. You need to be in there in your body because that's what you're driving on the planet. It's like your bio suit. So you need to take care of it. And part of taking care of your body is by expressing your feelings. Oddly, they go together. So do that. Express your feelings, and that will help you, I think, with this Gemini moon energy and all this Gemini energy we've got going on and the Venus retrograde while you are, you know, looking over things. Also, it's a time with Venus retrograde where you might be like, oh, what am I doing with this person? I got to get out of this. And then when it goes direct again, you will likely make a move. So there's a lot of reflection going on. And it's good because if you're in the wrong situation, get the hell out of there. You don't need to be in the wrong situation. It's just better to keep a move on because life is so short and our days are numbered and you want to be happy and evolving, and you have to kind of keep emotionally buoyant to have that happen. So let us just look at this moon. There's so much going on this new moon. Like, there really is. It's a pretty powerful new moon. We have Mercury and Venus conjoined in Gemini, really adding to the Gemini need to communicate and valuing communication. So it could very likely be that that conversation opens up, that issues are addressed, that ideas are sparked and communicated, that it's like a very fruitful time to get your point across. That's likely. But we also have like a square to Mars, and that can give us like, it's just incompatible energy, right? And Mars is in Pisces, so it's very it's like not overly comfortable in Pisces. Pisces is very emotional. It's passive. It's often not like a go-getting energy. It's more of a like, let's just see what's next on Netflix, or like, let me watch the sky, or it's very receptive energy to inspiration and things like that. So Mars there is like wanting to go, but it's kind of tied up. It's tied up into this mix of very wishy-washy energy. It's hard to choose which way to go, which is stressful for the Mars energy, which will be stressful for all of us as well. There is a trine from the moon to Saturn, which I think is a great thing. It's in air. It gives us like the ability to be wise and intellectual. And it's a trine, so it's supportive. And it maybe lets us kind of understand the truth and understand like the long-term impact of what we're thinking about. It helps us to kind of see the future in a very intellectual, detached kind of way, which is nice because we've just gone through a period of very, very much attached kind of energies. We also have Mercury is squaring, is that Mercury? Yeah. Oh, geez. Mercury is squaring Neptune. This is very kind of much like the Mars square to the moon in a way. It's similar energy again. It's like Mercury, it's like very clever and quick and witty, and it like takes into account thoughts and ideas and communications. But Neptune is this like powerful, kind of often subconscious, ethereal energy. It rules like the seas and the movie industry and glamour and like having the wool being pulled over your eyes, or like shapeshifters and something, you think something's one way, but it's actually another way. Like nothing is as it seems. And I'm thinking of that's the negative stuff of Neptune. And because it is in a square to Mercury, I believe that it is behaving in this way. So it's tricky. Just a minute. I made a tea, but I haven't just taken a break to have a sip. So just a minute. I should probably edit this out, but sorry, I'm just not going to edit that out. I'm not the greatest at editing. and I'm too cheap. So what we have with this square between Mercury and Neptune is like, that all I can think about is that we're just all being had right now. Like that somehow, of course, that I would assume that whoever's kind of in the controlling powers of the world is aware of astrology and aware of the influence it has on humanity, and therefore would plan things. That's maybe why sometimes it's like, whoa, that really does happen with the eclipses, or because there are plans being made around these events. So with all this like big push, the vaccine is released, and then we have everyone telling us about the numbers, and it really is like a planned sort of like rollout of these ideas. And I believe that this Neptunian square energy is making us like, as a humanity, as a whole, like not see the truth. We're not able to discern reality right now. It's not clear. And I mean, that's the tricky thing too, is we can think that we're getting the truth. Like even me with all my like, you know, counterculture ideas could be completely wrong about the truth I feel like I'm receiving. That's very likely. Like there's this you just can't trust what's going on in Neptune. So it would be a wonderful time to deceive people. It would be a great time to, you know, roll out a lie and hope that we all fall for it. But I think in today's day and age, with our ability to communicate with each other, we don't just have the newspapers anymore. We don't just have what our, you know, black and white two-channel television is telling us anymore. We can like rise up around all the bullshit and communicate with ourselves. So there's that square, I think, going on of this dance between the truth and the lies, and the truth saying that the lies are true and the lies saying that the truth is a lie. Like, it's very confusing. And Neptune, classic Neptune. So that's going on during this new moon as well. What is there another? I guess the Jupiter, there's a trine between Jupiter as well on this during this new moon. And Jupiter is in Capricorn, and it is, how can that just, it's like, oh my goodness, it gives us like an insight into, well, Jupiter is the truth seeker. It's also the expander. It's also like a freedom seeking energy. So it's like a wild card. It can't really be controlled. It's very buoyant and upbeat and doesn't like to get caught in minutia. It's like the opposite of Gemini, right? It wants the big whole 100% truth, not all the little truths. So, but the Jupiter energy there and connected, I think brings this like, I think it's the benevolent energy kind of bringing in our ability to discern the truth. And discerning the truth could be a life or death matter at some point in the future. I think that the whole thing that's going on in society right now, like we're like, they're preparing everyone. They're letting us all go back to work and putting people in school. Like, it doesn't even make sense, but it's all being back to, but it's not going to be normal. Don't forget that. It's not going to be normal, but they're also preparing us for what's going to be called the second wave. And they're going to use information that relates to the, like the Spanish flu and that second wave, which the Spanish flu came at a completely different time in history. And also it was in Cancer and not Capricorn, everything. And Cancer is a lot, is much less stable and like stoic and solid and kind of strong than Capricorn. And so like it's not a good comparison, I don't think, using the Spanish flu as like, oh, this second wave is going to come. But we're, rest assured, that's going to happen. They're going to lock us all down again. I'm being like Nostradamus right now. And him and I actually have, he's a Capricorn with a Scorpio moon too. But I think just from all that I've read, this is what's going to happen. They're going to tell us that we can go back to being sort of normal just to keep us on our toes. They're going to remind us the whole time how dangerous it is and how the second wave is probably going to come. And it's going to come. And then they're going to lock us all down again. And then they're going to scare the crap out of us with all the news stories. And then we'll be much more receptive to the solution, which is like basically kind of like a police state and being locked in our homes and separated from our friends and loved ones. And that could very likely, that is like, I think the level of the importance of what's going on right now. So again, I think the best thing we can do is come into our centers and realize that we are sovereign beings. We're free, but like, how free are we? That's the question, isn't it? We've been kind of indoctrinated into this world since birth. So how free are we? But I do think ultimately we are sovereign beings, and that's why we need to be distracted with our phones and the internet. They're like, to control our energy and our attention is to control our power. And so if you can take back control of your energy and attention, myself included, because I have like, you know, researching this stuff is like super engaging. Like it's great. I love finding out all the truths about, or the lies or whatever it is. But it's also a distraction, which my hubby pointed out to me. He's like, yeah, well, I like to watch, you know, mountain biking packing videos, and you like to learn about serial killers and genocide and things like that. So it's the same thing. It's just different things. So all of us, right? We all have our area where we're distracting and we're not focusing on what we need to focus on. So do try and refocus yourself during this period because it's a very interesting time. We also have, I think I'll, because this is getting long, but we also, right while this is all going on, there is the node, the nodes have switched. I should do a whole podcast on this, actually. The nodes have switched places from Capricorn and Cancer, the North Node was in Cancer, into Gemini and Sagittarius. So right now the node is at 29 degrees Gemini, the North Node, which is the kind of where we're going to, the future, what we're trying to evolve towards. And it's going to be going through that for the next 18 months. It's very catalytic. Like there's a lot of fast change happening. It's like head-spinningly fast what we're about to go through. So keep, that's why I think it's ever so important to keep grounded and stable and centered in your own truth, in your own heart. Because your own heart will, like, it will help you discern the truth. It will protect you and make sure that you can, you know, sniff out a lie, especially if you're looking for the truth. But it's going to change so quickly, and the Gemini energy will be sure to that. And the South Node is in Sagittarius. And the interesting thing is that they're coming up, the South Node is coming up to conjunct the galactic center. And the North Node will be opposite the galactic center. And this is around exact in August. But it, within two, we're in within 2 degrees of that right now. And the galactic center is like this black hole that they've measured unusually strong frequencies coming from. And people that have this prominent in their chart or there's planets there or like there's something connecting to that point. I actually have my Mercury connected to this point. Are often people who are kind of on the fringe and their ideas aren't necessarily accepted by the mainstream narrative. They're like, you know, they're kind of counterculture or they're highly sensitive, like attuned to otherworldly realms, psychic, clairvoyant, those sorts of like ultra sensitive perceptions of reality. So depending on where it is and what planet you would have there, it'll affect you differently. With me, it's my Mercury, so it's my thinking. Like my thinking is sort of charged up by whatever this energy is, which is wonderful on some levels, but then really like, what's the word when you... like isolating, I guess, in the real world. I mean, the internet's made it so different because now we, all of the people that are of different opinions and they can kind of connect with each other and then, hey, we're not alone. Like, here you are and here I am and we're having kind of similar ideas, maybe or maybe not. But this is from my little perspective on Earth to you and hopefully that it's helpful. For the new moon, I'm going to wrap this up because it's going really long and I don't want to take up all your time. But for the new moon, you've got like another 48 hours to really ride the energy. And then, of course, the next 2 weeks until we have the full moon. And we're coming up on eclipse season, too. So there's lots of big stuff happening. Lots of big stuff happening. So make sure that you do come into your heart, get connected to what you value. Also, like, just affirm that you want to know the truth, that you are seeking the truth, if that's the information you want to come your way. And then you're kind of aligning yourself with that reality, which I think is probably, you know, although it's a dualistic world we live in, but it's probably better than the lie reality. I think it's safer and more free to go with the truth reality. So yeah, do that. Write down what you're going to create. Write down any ideas that you're having right now, because it is very, like, Gemini is clever. Like, if you have writing to do, write it. Like, if you have communicating to do, communicate. There's, like, even with this podcast, I'm like, I have a zillion things to say. I have Saturn in Gemini, actually, which is connected to all of this pretty closely as well. So if you have something to say, say it. If you have something to write, write it. If you want to connect with someone, connect with someone. And also, most importantly, like, fuse back to yourself, like, draw back in your energy and like pull it all in, and anything that's stuck to you that isn't of you or yours, let it drop away, because it's a really important for you to be connected to yourself and your own energy and your own heart in this whole big crazy thing. And then we can all connect through each other's hearts. From heart to heart, then we know we can trust each other. So that is it. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you hanging in there till the end. It was a long one. If you have any questions or any ideas to share, please feel free to contact me at the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much. Many blessings for a most fruitful, grounding, safe, and healthy new moon in Gemini.